You're now listening to Snuff McGee and Friends. Irrelevance in the Dungeon.
Snuff McGee and Friends. Irrelevance in the Dungeon, episode 10.
DS.
Or Diego.
I am Snuff McGee, joined by...
Shaman Tyson, and I'm going to guess it's DS. However, if I mispronounce DS, my apologies to my Latin brothers and sisters out there. Word up.
Yeah, before we started, he said it was definitely Diego, but... No,
I'm pretty sure I said DS.
How about that? This is the ten piece, man. And are we going on? Are we going to keep on with the Spanish numbers? Because it's going to get hard, man.
We're going to keep going with it, man. Like I said, that's why I put the apologies out there in advance. So as I fuck up through the numbers,
you're good so far.
I'm just like, yo.
So it's 75. We still gonna be.
Yeah, we're going to stumble and bumble through it, yo.
No doubt.
Yeah, absolutely. Man.
Like I said before, this is a 10-piece, man. It was a fast 10, if you ask me.
Oh, yeah.
Real fast 10.
What day we start?
May the 4th.
May the 4th be with you.
May the 4th.
Sheesh. Ah, nice.
Fellas, how was your week, Tice?
Week was good, man. Well, you know, I like to say every week's a good week. You know what I mean? So,
If you're breathing, you achieve.
smile, bitch. Yeah, man. But, just use routine, man. Just working and building on shit, you know what I mean? I ain't gonna go into all the particulars, but, you know, just looking forward to just getting moves made and just, like, really accomplishing some shit, man. Just getting things done. Yeah, man, all good. This ain't this coming week, but this is more of a future thing. I'm looking forward to seeing the new Spider-Man joint, but that's just more of a side note with upcoming shit. But just in general, everything's good.
Very awesome. So what the Spider-Man? Where did that come from? Like, you seen a trailer or something? Or?
Yeah. Trailer's been out for a little bit. The Far From Home joint.
I seen briefly. I mean, I see he like has the Spider-Man / Iron Man suit. Yeah. He's rocking that more and more now.
Yeah. He's kind of got that torch from Iron Man. You know what I mean? So, I want to see how that turns out. You know, just being a Marvel dude, I just like going to movies and shit. It's just like kind of almost like a hobby. Gives you an escape from reality with all the bullshit that be going on. So just be able to chill, you know, catch a good movie, give you a chance to just kind of, you know, relax and enjoy shit.
No doubt.
That was dope.
Brother Arch, how was your week, man?
Oh, it's getting better, man, you know, as far as the week goes. You know, last week, like last Saturday, sheesh, it wasn't so good. You know, comes to find out that, you know, your breath and breathing is vital to life. Mm-hmm. You kind of need that. Found that out the hard way Saturday. Woke up, I was like, damn, I can't breathe. Had to go to patients first. They was like, yeah, we need to give you some steroids, open up your bronchial tubes. I'm like, all right. But yeah, since then, you know, I'm doing better. You know, I think Tyson may have had a point. Might need to lay off on a hookah a little bit. I was like, you know, well, it's just shisha. And then he turns and says, you're smoking coals. So I'm like, but it's natural. It's coals. So I'm like, all right.
Yeah, you know, facts are facts, man. But you know,
can't fight facts. You end up losing.
Yeah. Yeah. But you better though.
Way better now.
You're getting
never would have made it.
About to get a Steve Harvey crown. Let's get into it, fellas, man. You know, before we went started recording, you was informing me about Tyler Perry. Atlanta's like a new Hollywood. Tell me about the studio.
Bro, Tyler Perry is that dude, man. Like, I don't even know the size of this studio that he purchased down there in Atlanta, downtown Atlanta. But just to put in perspective, it's 3 times bigger than the WB studios. And recently, he filmed portions of Black Panther there. You know, as far as Atlanta being the new Hollywood, you know, apart from taking over the, you know, the whole recording you know, rap scene, R&B scene, and all that. You know, Tyler Perry is putting a stamp on the map to making, you know, Hollywood and L.A. and all those cats yield to have to come through Atlanta as well, you know. And he's on his way to being a billionaire. He's worth $600 million now, but it's just crazy. It's like, you know, and then, you know, Tyson was saying he didn't realize how, you know, that dude had that or where he got that much money from. It's like, you know, Tyler Perry, I mean, he's got his actual start. Well, you know, he broke through in like year 2000, 2001. And it was basically, you know, he started off doing those shows. You know, you heard the stories of him being poor and living out of his car. He had a life savings of like $10,000 to $12,000 that he put in for this one show. It's an annual show when he first started. And it didn't, you know, quite, you know, get the, you know, the seating that he needed. I think he only had like 30 or 40 people that showed up. Mm-hmm. So it caused him to be, you know, very poor and then save up his money again, you know, for this annual thing. And then once he, I think the show was in Detroit, I want to say. Mm-hmm. And then once he had this one show in Detroit, you know, the lines were just lined up around the corner. And then, you know, from there on out, he was doing shows like 30,000 seats of 300 nights a week, 300 nights a year at 30,000 a piece. So, you know, he, you know, known as like the Chitlin' Circuit or whatever. So he got a lot of his acclaim from there. And I know my mom, especially, she was, you know, one of those fans, you know, like, so they get like the, what do you call it? Like, you know, the emails or whatever, whatever's happened with Tyler Perry, you know, they get that. And then they get to see the events, especially when it's coming to town. And, you know, she's been, you know, quite a few shows. But yeah, that's how you got to start. And then he started doing the movies. And, you know, those movies was, you know, averaging like 30 million, you know, box office weekend, and then jump up to like 50, 60, you know. So total gross, he's done like $2 billion in movies, you know, as far as sales and all that. So, you know, I may not be a fan too much of, you know, the product that he's been producing as far as, you know, Black Man in a Dress Gotta Make It. But, you know, he's making it. He's a Black man. He's on his way to a billion. That's why I applaud that.
He's been doing it for a while. I remember, like you said, when he had the plays and it was going around the country. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, with the first feature movie, I believe, was Mad Black Diary or Mad Black.
I believe that's the first one, yeah.
And that really took off, yeah. You know, to be his first film. Mm-hmm. And it seems like, you know, with that, the films, the whole Madea thing, the TV shows, and, you know, the more movies I look at, you know, I ain't gonna lie, I look at the credits, too. At the end of the movie, you know, I watch the credits, and you'll see the Made in Georgia logo on a lot of films. I'm talking about Marvel. A lot of films are filming in Georgia now. Now, I don't know if it's, like, location or if it's cheaper or what, but I know that Georgia is really on the map now.
Oh, yeah.
And Tyler's getting that bread.
Get you some real estate down there while you can.
The crazy thing is, real estate is actually cheaper than up here.
Yeah, that's what I said. Get it while you can, because all that stuff that they're putting down there, it's only a matter of time that the price is going to go up. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you a Tyler fan, Tice?
No, not really. I mean, I had no idea with all the background stuff. So, yeah, Mr. Saturday just, like, you know, really gave a great breakdown of all that shit. But, I mean, I'm happy for him. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's dope, you know, with that example of the American dream and all that, you know what I mean? And just, you know, just piggybacking off the story with just accomplishing what you put your mind to. And just that success story, that's fucking amazing. That's dope.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yep. He's definitely getting it, man. He's definitely.
So salute to that all day.
Yeah, and the fact that he gives back. Yeah, because he gives plenty of people opportunity that, you know, otherwise would not have a shot in Hollywood at all. And he gives them a platform, you know, and he makes them, you know, marketable to other movies in the industry.
That's like, I think I was reading a few months ago, a man from The Cosby Show. Remember they was making fun of him because he was working at a Trader Joe's. Mm-hmm. And I believe...
It's talking about, Elvin?
Yeah.
His name was, I forget his name.
I think his real name was like Jeffrey something.
That sounds
Jeffrey funny. Owens, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. But anyway, you know, he's working at a Trader Joe's. And, you know, he's a character actor, so his roles, you know, he wasn't making a lot of money for what he was doing or whatever. So he was making a living. But anyway, you know, they tried to shame him because he was working at Trader Joe's.
Yeah, I believe...
not long after that, you know, Tyler, I think Tyler had offered him a role or whatnot. Yep. So,
yeah, he put him on the Haves and Haves Nots. Yeah.
That's dope. Mm-hmm. That's another example. I had no idea. That's dope. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, like, shit like that, you know, it's like no choice but to give props. You know what I mean? From just the A to Z of that brother's experience. You know what I mean?
You know, not to even get off subject, but, you know, going back saying that, you know, he was on the Cosby Show. You know, them syndication checks, man. You know, after, you know, they wanted to pull, you know, the Cosby Show off the air after the issues with Bill Cosby.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, I don't know how much, you know, the supporting actors get, you know, off the...
Yeah, like the royalties.
Yeah, yeah, but, you know, it's something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I imagine
it's like a pension that you had, now you don't have it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, I was about to say, I imagine if that took place, you know, you taking money out of supporting cast members' pockets.
I don't know. Is it back on TV? I haven't seen it.
I ain't seen it.
I don't know.
But I ain't seen
it. If it would be back, it would be on TV Land or something like that.
Yeah, but I don't recall ever scrolling through my guide.
But that would be news. Yeah, that should be news if it's back on. Yeah.
I think it'll be back soon.
I don't see, like, why would you take it away? Like, you know, I don't get it.
You know why.
Well, yeah, we know why.
You got a brother, yeah, because, yeah. Like you said, we know why. Ain't no need going in. We ain't going to go into that can of worms.
We all know why.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, we had a crazy week, man. Another issue we talked about earlier was the drone in Iran. I let Arch got the floor on this one.
Yeah, so, you know, like, it's crazy with this drone in Iran. So, you know, basically with drones, they, you know, just search around and do reconnaissance missions for any quote-unquote active enemy. And, you know, this drone was no different than Iran. It was just doing reconnaissance missions, and Iran saw that it was in its territory, and it decided to shoot it down, shot a surface-to-air missile, and shot that drone down. And then shortly after, Trump said Iran made a terrible, terrible mistake and, you know, vowed to retaliate, and got his, you know, officials in the meeting, and they all decided that on the three targets that they were going to attack, and they was, you know, quote Trump, he said they were cocked and loaded, and got to it, and then he talked to his officials again as far as, like, well, how many fatalities is going to come from this mission? And they said it's going to be an estimate of 150. And then Trump decided to back down out of it because he said, you know, it doesn't seem like it's a fair collateral to pay for, you know, what took place. We had an unmanned drone that got shot down, and because of it, we're going to have 150 dead bodies because of it. You know, so, I mean, it could be looked at in both ways or two ways, you know, and say, oh, Trump, you know, it's a biatch. America first, somebody smack us in the face, we sit down and not do nothing about it. Or you could say that, you know, he's actually, you know, thinking about, you know, the military and, you know, collateral damage, you know, and that's probably a more presidential side that we haven't seen of him. But what's going to come of that? You know, what's the message that's being sent? Because, you know, Iran is really testing the patience of America, and not really the patience of America, but the patience of, or the temperament of the president. Is he really just a huff and puff guy, but when it comes down to it, he's not going to do anything and he can get pushed around? Or is he the person that's applying the pressure like he says? And we don't know. But America, you know, has seen, I guess, the first blow from Iran, and we'll see what comes out, you know, afterwards.
With the Trump thing, it's just so much other stuff going on with him, you know, for us to say that he's being presidential or whatnot.
Yeah, yeah.
But before I even get there, though, the drones, you say they just fly around. What exactly are they looking for?
They're just looking to see, like, you know, if they say basically to see, to monitor these countries to see if they're applying, or not applying, but getting weapons of mass destruction, you know, getting some uranium, you know, anything to be, you know, we could bring to the UN and then, you know, go to war with this country or whatever. So we basically monitoring them just to see what they're doing.
So is that a U.S. thing or is it a U.N. thing with the drone? Like,
that was a U.S. drone, but that's definitely a U.N. Compliance.
So Iran has said before that they're cool with drones being flown over there, or do they?
No, well, anybody can fly drones as long as they're in international air or water.
So it was international.
Well, reportedly it wasn't, like, because, you know, they have their own sovereign country and they're saying that the drone flew too close. Mm-hmm. And when you get into that territory, then they have the right to, you know, it's just like real estate. If you own this land, you own it from the depths of hell and all the way to the, you know, space and beyond. And they're saying that America went inside that zone and they were well within their rights to shoot that drone down.
I mean, if that is the case, I mean, if rules were broken, yeah. I mean, can we really... Do we have a right to retaliate, you know? So,
yeah. I didn't get the actual word if we were, like, mm-hmm. within that zone as far as, like, the actual area where that drone was at when it got shot down. So, yeah, that didn't come out. But they were ready to retaliate, so, you know, they just don't like the fact that it's a U.S. Air Force emblem on that drone and it got shot down.
What I really need to research more is... just, I guess, the leaders in Iran, you know, mm-hmm. how do they run their country? And why do we have so many issues with them? You know, I always think it's an oil thing.
That's always oil, yeah.
That's just me. I think it's an oil thing. And
well, you got Trump campaigning before, like, this is, like, not even presidential Trump. This is, you know... Nobody Trump, because he had no official title. But yeah, he was campaigning. He's like, and you know what? We'll just go over there and we'll just take the oil. Yeah, we'll take it. You know what I mean? Like, this is what he was campaigning about. And it's like, so, you know, you're just talking about being a thug. You want to talk about being a thug? That's what a being thug is. Yeah, you know,
that's not democracy.
Man. Yeah, not a democracy at all. You're not concerned about being, you know, diplomatic. You know, you're talking about going over to a sovereign country and taking their resource, their natural resource, by force. Mm-hmm. If that ain't gangster or thug or being a bully, I don't know what is.
Yeah, you know.
Especially, I mean, if that's your mentality. You know, that's definitely his mentality. Yes.
It's been going on forever and ever.
Yep.
Taking land, taking oil.
Yeah. So it's like we can't go at these countries and then say they don't have a right to protect themselves. And then we build a narrative that they're terrorists. How? Because they want to defend themselves. Well, they're terrorists.
That's funny. That's crazy. Speaking of man. Crazy stuff in the government, Mitch McConnell.
Oh, my God.
Reparations.
This fucking idiot.
It's 2019. I haven't received any reparations. I don't know about y'all. But, yeah, fill us in on Mitch Archer.
Yeah, so Mitch McConnell, is it Mitch McConnell or Oak? I think it's Mitch McConnell. But yeah, anyway.
It don't matter.
Cory Booker, yeah. Oh, Mitchy.
Oh, Mitch ass.
Yeah, old Mitch ass.
Nice.
But yeah, Cory Booker. And Danny Glover were in Capitol Hill last week.
Pause.
That's it, Danny or Donnie?
Nah, I need Tyson to give us a Danny Glover impression.
Oh, Danny, okay. Yeah,
give us Danny Glover, please.
Go spit.
All right, back to Arch.
Yeah, Cory Booker and Danny Glover, you know, he...
Son of a bitch.
I was like,
No, they were at Capitol Hill, like, pleading, you know, for the reparations bill to get passed. And, you know, basically, you know, a real snippet on the reparations bill is basically saying that, you know, for 460 years, slaves and children of slaves and the lineage that we are currently are, we haven't received anything. You know, we're the ones that built America. America is rich and great of a country because of the backs of our ancestors. And we have not been left with an inheritance from them because they weren't given anything, first and foremost. And then we weren't, you know, given a reparation from America, you know, for that sin that they profited and benefit off of so well. Mm-hmm. And Mitch McConnell comes, you know, after that and to a press conference, and he basically states that, well, nobody alive or nobody living was alive then, so therefore nobody is liable for reparations. And, you know, it's like, wow, that's your argument? Nobody is alive that should be liable for that now.
Cop kill us.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's like we're talking about, like, you know, inheritance and, you know, benefits and generational wealth. And, you know, so if that's your logic, then all these people, you know, and I'm talking about white people that have lineage of slave owners and plantation and all that type of stuff, then that should be taken away. They shouldn't have it.
A lot of them are still thriving.
Yeah.
Because of that.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of our people mentality is still fucked up.
Absolutely. Because of that.
Because of that oppression.
Yeah. And then, you know, that trickles down to the curriculum that they teach to our kids, you know. And you just recently talked about those kids that I forget exactly what it was, but it was a school where they had did some play, and it was black kids and they had white kids, and then the white kids were auctioning off the black kids as slaves in a play. Like, why do children have to be subjected to that if you're white or black?
Yeah, you're not born a racist, man. You know what I'm saying? It's something that you're taught or something that you see. And I mean, I really can't say, I'm not surprised by none of this, man. I'm really not. Just like we were talking earlier, Juneteenth.
Oh, man. Yeah. By the way, happy Juneteenth, fellas.
Yeah, same to you, bro. Yeah. We were talking earlier that Pennsylvania is talking about making Juneteenth a state holiday.
That's a start.
And, you know, I had made a little stab at Google earlier this week because, you know, every minor holiday there is that, you know, Google will have, you know, a little icon when you go to, you know, google.com or whatever. But with Juneteenth,
nothing,
you know. And this is not a stab at you know, gay pride or anything like that, but you know, they get their respects.
Oh yeah.
But, you know, Juneteenth didn't get anything. So, I mean, I do applaud the, I want to say the governor of Pennsylvania for, you know, putting that into action. But I think, you know, it's 49 other states that need to step it up as well. Uh-huh. And the crazy thing is a lot of people don't even know about Juneteenth, you know. Uh-huh. And y'all feel the people in on what Juneteenth really is.
It's basically celebrating the day of our actual freedom from being slaves. So instead of July 4th, you know, Independence Day, you know, it's like if you look up as a black man and a black woman and you want to celebrate July 4th, Independence Day, it's like, what are you truly celebrating?
Yeah.
Independence from what? You were still a slave.
We realize the Emancipation Proclamation was in, you know, 1863. Uh-huh. And Juneteenth wasn't until, you know, June 19th, 1865.
That's right.
You know, so, you know, all your resources are available. Any questions you need answered, you know, check out the internet, man.
It's got a lot of, it's free.
You can't believe everything you see, but a lot of stuff is on there.
Cite your sources.
Yeah. You know, Wikipedia is not relevant, you know. Yeah. Neither is a lot of your news media, you know, so.
Yeah, if it's cable news, it's typically trash.
Speaking of cable news, LeVar Ball was on ESPN First Take a few days ago. And, you know, he's an animated guy.
Yeah.
But that's the reason why ESPN and Fox want him on the show.
Yep.
You know, they don't want him because he's Lonzo's dad. They want him because he's known to be outlandish, say whatever. So, he was on First Take, and he was getting into it, I guess, with Max and Stephen A or whoever. And the moderator, I guess his name is Molly.
Yeah, Molly Kim.
Yeah, Molly. Yeah.
Jalen Shorty, lucky bastard.
Yeah. Jalen Rose, old lady. And,
yeah.
That's Jalen Rose, though?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, lucky bastard.
So she said LeVar, can we switch gears?
Yeah, you know,
she was like, he was like,
I want to switch gears with you real quick.
Yeah, and he was like, you can switch gears with me anytime. And from the look of him, he wasn't out of pocket.
No, not at all.
You know, he was pretty much saying, hey, you know.
Yeah, we can go to something else.
Yeah.
Whatever the topic is. So, I mean. Yeah.
But the look on her face was like she took it like, you know, sexual.
She took a left field quick.
Yeah.
But I'm like, if you're going to shoot that out there, then that should have been what it was. It shouldn't be like, you know, like if you say, let me shift gears with you, and then a man responds, well, you can shift gears in there, let's go. Like, I'm good, I got that, you know? Yeah. Then you tell me, like, whoa, let's stay focused. I'm like, well, it seemed like he is focused. What energy was he putting out there?
Where her mind at?
I think she was too touchy. I don't remember hearing Jalen say anything about it. You know, if she felt like she was disrespected, I would assume that, you know, that is her. They are married.
Yeah.
Jalen Rose is not a quiet dude. I mean, he would have spoke on it.
Yeah.
But nothing was said. Anyway, long story short.
You might ask him about it.
They're saying LeVar Ball is banned on ESPN now.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like I really enjoyed, you know.
it don't really fucking matter, but it's more, same more time, principle.
It's now it's like they trying to tarnish him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's a bit much, you know what I mean? Because it's like, yo, I mean, over that. And you sure? And that's because, I mean, I was aware of it, but so that was because of Shorty.
Yeah, that's directly affected.
Yeah, because of those comments.
Did that, yep. I mean, was that like some shit on Bleacher Report or something? Or that's just like a guess it was because of Shorty?
I want to say that was First Take.
Yeah, it was First Take. That's
No. What I'm saying is,
the reason why, yeah, of course, because you know this isn't the first time that he and the females got into it. You remember on Fox Sports?
Yeah,
I think it was a Colin Coward or whatever.
Coward, yeah.
It was a show, and the lady on the show, she's like in the background. I forget her name.
Yeah, I forgot her name too.
Yeah,
but do you remember that incident?
Yeah, she's a blonde.
He was having dialogue with Colin, and she was chiming in.
Yeah.
And he was telling her, you know, stay in your lane.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But they was taking it like, you know, oh, she a woman. Stay in your place or whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But really he was saying, you're not the yeah, you're not the host. Like, you're the sidekick. Like, chill. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, so this wasn't the first time, man. And the thing with LeVar is, man, he's a loud black man.
You can't. Outspoken. You can't be... loud brother in a public, you know, in the public.
Yeah, the public eye.
Yeah, because, you know, any little thing that can be mistranslated will be. Mm-hmm. And you have your results like you got there. You know what I mean? So
why does he speak so passionate about his kids?
Yeah.
This dude really loves his sons. Can't be true.
Yeah.
What's going on here?
He's so, because it's like, yo, that's just going to get misunderstood every time.
It's like, I mean, I appreciate, you know, the love he's got for his kids. It's just, it is sometimes he's a little extra.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah,
with the whole Lonzo, you know, it's like, yo, let your son play, man.
Yeah.
You know, you ain't got to keep chiming in on everything.
Yeah, he went first round. Was he number one?
Number two?
Yeah, he went first round. It's good enough. And then, he's got a lot of pressure as it is.
They traded him to the Pelicans, and he's saying that the Lakers are never going to win again. And, you know.
That's a hell of a proclamation.
Yeah, he wants all three of his sons to play on the same team. And
that's never going
to
happen.
Yeah, just be glad they make it to the league, man. Yeah. You know, with him taking his sons overseas, I think that was, that was pretty groundbreaking. Because, you know, I see two players now that are, you know, going overseas instead of going to college. And, like I was, you know, talking to my man earlier, you know, the whole thing with the kids not going to the NBA and having to go to college, it has nothing to do with education. The NCAA has seen so many players go to the NBA and they've lost so much money that they had to make a deal with the NBA saying, let us get them for a year. Like, if you're so big on education, why go for a year and then just make the jump? They want to make their money off of, man. They seen how much money they lost on Kobe and what's my man? Minnesota.
Kevin Garnett,
you know, McGrady, and all those guys.
Yeah.
One and done? Come on, man. You don't think Zion could have went straight to the league?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely business.
Cause the thing is, they go to NCAAs, you know, they can't get any money. They get 1 year of college. Then they bounce. But they can go overseas and make bread. Uh-huh. And play with these international players who, fundamental-wise, really play the game better over there than they do over here.
Yeah.
Because they really don't rely on their athletic ability over there.
Yeah, they rely on the fundamentals.
Yeah. So don't you think that they would, you know, be more fundamentally sound if they went overseas for a year?
Yep.
Compared to going to college for a year?
Season up their skills a little bit.
Yeah. Play with some grown men and make some money.
Oh, yeah.
So LeVar was on to something. It's just the fact that he's loud. People, it's funny because he's loud and people aren't, you know, hearing his message.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? So
it's like it's the substance gets lost with all the extra off the wall shit.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? And that's the issue. Because there's some gems within all the shenanigans that he comes with. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, with that, you know, you get banned from ESPN and, you know, it sucks balls, definitely.
Is Fox going to bring him back? He's going to be back on Shannon and Skip?
I doubt it. You know, you know, we spoke on this time and time again, man. You cross a white woman wrong. I don't give a fuck what day and age it is. Nah, you out of here, man.
What is Miley? Is she white?
I don't know. I'm talking about with the Fox situation.
Oh yeah, well, girl, but now he's been on Undisputed though. Nah. He was on there a few weeks ago.
Okay, he's well, back I was not there. Aware of that.
Now, I don't know if he's probably not on Colin's show.
Okay.
And I don't remember ever seeing him on. Well, they don't really have guests on Uncle Ruckus. I mean,
Jason
Whitlock. My bad, I get him confused.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is what it is. Nah, okay, I wasn't aware of that. So, that's definitely a possibility. I know one thing, Fox is more suitable in general for having them on there. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, ESPN's fucking Disney owned and
they got so much cuffs.
Uptight anyway, especially with that example. So,
you see, they shut Stephen A up for a little while.
Mm-hmm. You got no.
Well, that was because. Another example,
mm-hmm.
little ticky tacky with precious white woman. You know what I mean?
Neutered and trained.
Yeah. You can't do that.
He ain't been the same since.
I've got bosses that's been really, really good to me.
Yo,
he ain't been the same since.
I don't want to talk to you, dear brother.
my
brother, Bomani Jones.
I was also reading. I don't know if it's true or not, but Bomani
Jones, man, he's fucking dope.
Yeah, I like him. But they're saying, you know, with the NBA countdown, you know, like inside the NBA pretty much, you know, sets the bar for pre-shows, post-game shows with Ernie, Chuck, Shaq, and Kenny. So anyway, NBA countdown has Jalen Rose, Paul Pierce, Chauncey Billups, and I want to say Michelle Beadle. And I heard none of them's coming back except for maybe Jalen. And I understand why. I mean, they're not really entertaining at all.
Oh, okay.
And Paul Pierce, man.
Well, yeah, he don't belong on TV.
He's when I heard about the LA series, when I thought he had like actually hurt himself, and supposedly he just had to go take a shit.
Yeah, so. Couldn't stand up straight. The poop gonna come out.
Yeah.
That's funny.
He could have shit in his teammate's palms though.
The thing is, man, some shit you gotta take to the grave, man.
That's well played there. Yeah. Some shit you gotta just
He was on some other, other shit, man.
Damn.
Man.
But he just shitted on his teammates.
Nice.
NBA draft, man, Zion with number one, not a big surprise.
No.
But I want to know what the Lakers going to do this year. I mean, they gave away that number 4 pick. And shit, Fort Knox just to get Anthony Davis. Uh-huh. But now it seems like it's just him and Braun. You know, they don't know if they got enough cap room to bring another big name.
I like Kuzma.
Yeah, they got Kuzma still, which to me is the best out that young core.
But Kuzma ain't been, I mean, he hasn't really shown anything in the big games to me. You know, they're not a playoff, haven't been to the playoff. With me, it's like, you got to show me what you do in the postseason.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's still a team, though, man. I mean, they would have been there if LeBron hadn't got hurt.
Yeah, but at the same time, that's when they had Lonzo, Ingram.
I think
JaVale McGee's a free agent.
Lance
a free agent. Rondo's a free agent. Only people on the team is like Bron, AD, and a couple no names.
No, I'm with you. I was just speaking on Kuzma still, with, you know, just kind of saying that he's dope and that it still takes a team when it comes to how good you are as an individual.
I think I would have kept Lonzo over Kuzma.
I'd have won with Kuzma. Lonzo can't shoot, man.
Yeah, but he's kind of turned into a great defender, man. And then, you know, LeBron about to be 35. He can't be running the point like that. They need somebody to run the offense.
Yeah, I mean, I can see your point. Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm just saying, if I had to make the decision, I'd kept.
Well, let's throw on the table as far as,
but Lonzo definitely. Huh?
Since they're on the table, who's going to bring in free agency wise?
I heard a rumor that D'Angelo Russell, they may be going after him. They might try to bring him back.
Well, that may not be a bad idea, especially if Kyrie ends up
off the table.
Going to Brooklyn. Yeah. Because I don't know how that would work with Kyrie and my man Russell. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because Russell, he's developed over the years after leaving LA.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't think it would be a bad idea because they do need somebody. You know, I mean, I feel like with that shit with the numbers, they can finagle numbers and they'll be able to, you know, get the cap space that they need. All they need to do to me is bring in some shooters, like some three-point shooters, defenders, you know, some mid-level people to complement those two.
Now, what about Jimmy Butler? Can you see him?
Oh, fuck that. No. No, man.
You're too quick with that, man.
No, absolutely. That's an easy answer.
I think it's his personality more so.
Yeah, man. He should stay in Philly.
The thing is, Jimmy, all right, so like I said, I had a conversation earlier. With Jimmy, with Minnesota, he was playing with a bunch of young cats. Then, remember, before the season, when he said he wanted to be traded, he was playing with the third string, and they was beating the first team.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And Jimmy was talking cash shit the whole time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think when you go play with Braun, you already know who the leader is.
Yeah.
Jimmy needs that. He don't need to play with no young people. He needs some to play with leaders, man. And you got Bron and you got AD. Even with Philly, you know, Jimmy probably thought he was better than Simmons and Embiid. You know, they're two young players.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I mean, if one thing is the money. That's the big thing.
Jimmy's not going to get a max deal.
Yeah, 24, 25, something like that.
Who?
The Lakers for his cap space.
Jimmy's not getting a max deal.
Well, I mean, still, I don't know if he still would have to be taking a discount if he was to go to LA.
I don't think they're going to get Kawhi. I mean, they can go after him. I think they got probably the best chance of getting somebody like a Kemba Walker.
Yeah, I mean, he can. Well, again, if he's willing to take a discount, whoever these, if they're looking to do a third, quote unquote, big player, they're going to have to take a discount.
Yeah, but the thing about people keep saying discounts, but when you go to a major market like L.A. or New York, I mean, you may take a discount with your contract, but your endorsements
will boost up.
Yeah, they're through the roof because of the market you're in.
Yeah.
Well, so you got to look at it like that, too.
Yeah. Well, if those players want to look at it that way, then I bet. Sign up. I was just speaking purely from a contract standpoint because I don't know these brothers. So that's going to be their call if they see that point of view with, hey, I could get my hustle on in other ways even though I'm taking a bit of an L on this contract. You know what I mean? Also, something to think about is that you still got to have the right, if you want to do a third person, it still got to be the right third person.
Yeah.
Kimba's a good idea. I mean, because Kimba, he could definitely get you buckets and, you know, he can score. You know what I mean? I mean, that's definitely cool. And Jimmy Butler, I mean, he has potential. You know, if it is a chemistry thing, you know, he would be a potential good fit because he damn sure can get buckets as well. That's a given.
That's the thing.
That's what they need. They need that production.
Kemba's going to score just like Jimmy's going to score.
Absolutely.
I know Tobias Harris is out there. Of course, with the KD and Klay injuries, that's going to be a big what if. You know, a lot of people still saying New York should still try to go after KD.
Yeah, they want KD.
Yeah, they should. Why not?
Or Brooklyn, you know.
Yeah. And, I mean, I see that as a possibility. I see KD and Kyrie being together. And because Brooklyn, they can still be competitive the way they are now. And while they're still being relevant and all that stuff, KD can chill, you know what I mean, get back to 100%. And then that following year, him and Kyrie can continue to build together. Mm-hmm. I feel like Kyrie needs that second dude. I don't know if he's able to be a leader of a ball club.
Don't tell him that.
I think he's already shown that he, you know, nah. Uncle Drew can't lead. I mean, no disrespect to him, but it's like, yo, you thought, you know, you was with LeBron and you thought that, yo, you could be the man when you realized that, yo, stay with Bron, man.
It's a lot more to come with that.
Yeah. Or, you know, and if it ain't LeBron, I mean, yo, you know, KD.
But the thing about it is, like, they want to be like, man, playing with LeBron, you catch so much flack for this. Eight straight finals. Mm-hmm. what else do you want?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, well, their thing is, as you know, their issue is they don't get the credit. That's a personal thing that players, that is out there with players where their thing is, well, hey, I'm not getting credit for what I do with these finals appearances, but I will be getting shelled out the blame if things go wrong.
But you got your ring, though. All right, so, okay, you go to Boston. And, you know, truthfully,
that's in general,
a better roster than Cleveland's roster. Boston has some good players on that team. Uh-huh. What did you do?
Yeah, that was part of the problem, though, because they were so good without them. So that what makes me feel like I don't know, because
they said that the plus minus they were actually better with him off the floor.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So
exactly, but that goes into team chemistry. You know what I mean? Because it's like, yo, they definitely were better without him.
Wasn't that the same thing that took place with Isaiah Thomas when he got hurt, and then they played without him? Like they played better.
I don't quite remember. Because they kind of just. They did a business move on that.
Yeah, they man. Did, Isaiah. they did it wrong. They made you realize that this is a business,
did.
Man.
They
it's
did
a business.
The business move on.
another bitch move by Paul Pierce, you know, to bring him back up. But you remember it was Paul Pierce retirement night, and Isaiah Thomas had came back into town. Yeah. I think he was he with Cleveland or Denver then? I can't remember. Anyway, they're just going to do a small tribute video for him.
I remember that.
Pierce is like, no, this is my night.
And then he was trying to bring logic to it. Was like, I just wanted it to be like, just some
fam,
dumb shit.
You got the whole halftime.
Yeah, it was just
they're just doing like a little 2 minute tribute in between commercial breaks.
Yeah, yeah, it was something stupid. He said we're trying to, you know, bring some sort of perspective to it.
He really was trying to shit on me, man.
It's not, and not only that, it's just more so.
So yeah, we didn't catch the shit on. I gotta explain. I gotta explain the joke.
I'm sorry. But it was so smooth. The shit was so smooth. Y'all ain't shit. I just did because I said the shit was so smooth.
Yeah. See, y'all ain't shit.
But yes, that my bad. That was definitely well played. That was that's how shit should be. Nice and easy.
Yo, Tyson with the shits, man. Tyson with the
shits. It's all for shits and giggles, man.
Damn. Let's leave this shit alone.
What should he do, man?
Yeah.
Oh man.
Moving on to some other shit. So look, I was reading KFC. Has a Cheetos chicken sandwich.
Oh, God.
So, as I was telling you guys earlier, the marijuana drug testing now is definitely at an all-time low.
Absolutely.
Because that is absolutely a meal somebody high came up with. Yep. Well, they're saying it's got great reviews, man.
Where are they polling this thing?
I guess... motherfuckers with the munchies.
This is all done in Colorado.
Cheetos chicken sandwich.
Well,
that's like who was it? Is it Burger King that's got the cereal milkshakes now?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, one of those. Or they got the Taco Bell has the watermelon with the little candy seeds in them, and it's,
that sounds fucking disgusting.
Yeah, it's nothing but a bunch of sugar, man. They're trying to kill us, dude.
Oh, yeah. They're accomplishing that goal.
I'm just trying to figure out. I was still thinking about Paul Pierce being an asshole with the Isaiah Thomas thing. But
not this shit again.
No, I'm good. I'm processing it, just getting away from that. And that's funny. Because I
processing
see
that.
Come on, man.
Yeah, man.
Back to this asshole who was Paul Pierce.
But yeah, the question I did have is with that god awful sandwich. How is that made? What is it like? A piece of chicken between two nachos, like
Cheeto.
Yeah, Cheetos. Yeah.
Cheeto sandwich. Don't disrespect, man. No nachos. It's Cheetos. Man.
Yeah. So the puffy Cheetos.
Yeah, I guess you know.
Is it the jalapeno one or just regular one?
I think it's regular Cheetos. I don't know. I guess not the puffs, but just the regular Cheetos or whatever. I guess they do it like jailhouse style. They crush the bag up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sprinkling on top of chicken sandwich.
But hey, bro, get my Cheetos.
It's regular bread.
Bread. I don't know.
It
might have been a butter sesame seed bun.
No. What's potato bread? Y'all, some potato bread is fucking amazing. Yeah. Definitely.
You got King's Hawaiian?
Yeah, that sweet Hawaiian bun.
Nice. Yeah. Cut the check, please. all those plugs.
Disclaimer alert. They ain't giving us any money. But we do love those sweet Hawaiian rolls. Cut the check.
Yeah, I lean towards the potato bread. CTC, please.
With your Cheetos and chicken?
Yeah. Long as it's on potato bread, he's good with it.
But no, I thought, I'm wilding because I thought it was like literally fucking a fucking bread or bun-shaped Cheeto. That's what I was thinking.
Nah, that's some hot shit.
Nah, he's not. Yeah, they're not the only ones on marijuana. Like a bun shaped Cheeto.
That's what I thought it was, and slapped a piece of chicken.
Nah, they actually
they would basically carve a Cheeto in half.
Yeah, in the shape of a bun.
So that has to be a puff, not just a regular, just a puff Cheeto.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that would so be one like, crunchy bun.
Speaking of childhood snacks,
it's a mix of.
I was reading that the Planters cheese balls are going to be back in stores. Yeah, you remember it used to come in like the blue can?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm not familiar.
Yeah.
Might have been before your time, man.
Yeah, I'm young.
So, so that's coming back.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess it was high demand, you know?
See what you did there.
Yeah, you know.
High demand.
I'm trying, you know, I'm dropping, dropping jewels, man. Yo, all right, tell us about Philly, man. I heard they had a bad week.
Yo, Philly is taking a big L this week, man. Like, shit. I mean, first, you had the Cocaina Lords coming through the, you know, the ports.
What was that?
Oh, sorry, that's cocaine.
No, I knew it, but it was just funny. I knew what you meant. It was just funny, like, you had the Latin,
You know.
The Latin flair.
Little Cocaina, you know.
Like, I guess that episode 10, Spanish thing.
Diego. Yeah. Diego. Nah, it's like, yeah, they came through last week for some reason. You know, they had a huge shipment. Like, they said it's $1.1 billion worth.
That's a lot of cocaine that got seized. That's a lot of coke, man.
That's a lot.
And so these guys. Since this is an port, I'm assuming it was on one of the
big cargo ships.
Yes. Well, I mean, it's a cargo ship, but, you know, what's it, the little trailers?
Container.
Yeah, containers.
Mm-hmm.
How many containers? You think it's just one container?
I'm not sure about the ins and outs as far as the facts, but. At least one.
And it's like, I'm trying to guesstimate how much coke is $1.1 billion. You know what I mean?
Shit, I don't know.
Yeah. But those containers are huge. Remember on The Wire season 2?
Yeah, I was thinking.
With all the girls, you found all the girls in the container. Those things are huge, man.
Yeah, you can fit a lot.
Somebody tipped that one off.
They had to. I mean, they said it was, and these guys that got caught, or, you know, to confirm the rest, are not American. They are, like, Peruvian. You know what I mean? They paid, I think, the captain or the chief engineer or whoever, you know, orchestrates the container coming on board. They paid him like $50,000 or something like that and got it in there because the cocaine was actually.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it. That's all it took. That's what your life.
50 G's, that's it.
But how much is that in another country, though?
But it sounded like that.
I think the captain was American. I believe he was American.
That's fucking stupid.
So they gave him 50 G's just to, like, deluge the container?
Well, to bring it on board, because I think the container was already on board, but bought it up by a bell.
I know you're saying like that's bullshit, but once again, you watched The Wire season 2.
Yeah.
They were bringing shit in all the time. So what's to say it's not 50 each time?
Possibly. If that's the case. Uh-huh. Hey, that's a little. I mean, because I was under the impression with the 50 G's, that's like, yo, fuck any eyesight on any level for the lifetime of us running this shit for 50 G's.
Now, yeah,
it's 50, if it's 50 per,
That would have been 50 per.
It's probably 50 per shipment.
That's a fee.
No, but yeah. I recant that previous. So
they do that. They do it like 2-3 times a month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
You know, that's a house.
Who's to know what that shipment was for?
I thought, okay.
Yeah.
You know, I'm on the right page now.
That's a house right there.
Yeah, we don't know if that shipment was specifically just for the city and state, you know, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, or, you know, maybe it was just, you know, for the East Coast. Who knows?
Yeah, I'm thinking that was an East Coast ship because when you think of ports on the East Coast, I mean, Norfolk, mm-hmm. I don't know if Baltimore is still a big port right now. I'm thinking Philly. Philly might be like the...
Philly, New York.
The halfway point.
Crazy to go to New York, though.
Shout out the freeway.
Mm-hmm. Got an argument with my man.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yo, shout out to Freeway, man. His first album is a classic, man.
Yep.
Absolutely.
But yeah, what something else in Philly.
Oh yeah, and then recently, maybe a day or so ago, like an oil refinery in Philadelphia is burning, like an oil refinery. Like, Jesus Christ.
I didn't even know Philly had oil refineries. That's crazy.
Yeah, thing.
Either, yeah. But, I mean, you're talking about, like, man, L's on both sides. And, I mean, you know, now the authorities are happy. They said, you know, they got all big and bowed and boast about it. You think you're going to come into our city and our port and get away with it? Well, you thought wrong. I'm like, oh, my God. Yeah.
They got dope on the table.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's probably a big ass table, though. They got,
yeah. You know what I mean? That's a lot of cocaine. I'm going to look that up to see exactly how much they actually seize, like, you know, how many kilos, but...
Yeah, but then
as far as the dollar amount, value wise,
I'm pretty sure somebody's getting Officer of the Month or quarter with this one right here. You know,
what do you even do with that much cocaine that sees? Like, where do you put that? Like,
back in rotation.
Yeah,
you know what they do, man.
Yeah, that's come on, man. I have a tough time believing that level of a product that's come in that's going to be legitimately handled, where it's like, all right, we're going to do this by the book, and we're going to confiscate all this $1.1 billion worth of product, and it, you know.
Do they flush it? What do they do? How you get rid of it?
Shit, because Trump get one of that. He's like, that's my fucking wall.
Yeah.
That's my wall.
$1.1.
I just found the funding.
They fuck around, step on it. You know, they might make all that money.
Yeah, man. It's like I can only imagine all the sideways shit that's going on with that. There's no way. That's a billy worth a raw, man. It's just like, okay, yeah, come on, man. That's just, I am truly curious of how that's being handled.
I'm thinking of like Bad Boys when, remember the boys ran up in the police property. It took all the took all the dope out there, man. Somebody coming for this shit, man.
Yeah, man.
Or maybe you just don't report all.
That's affecting some high ranking folks, man. You're dealing with international shit. That's not like Tyreek house got ran up in. You know what I mean? That's like fucking.
So Tyreek, that's what we doing. Couldn't be Billy Bob. Billy Bob house. Look at you. Oh, here we go. The views. Tyson, do not represent Snuff Begin Friends. Tyreek, anytime you want to come on.
or Jim Bob House got, there you go. Or Jim Bob House got
right. Billy Bob, man. Well, Jim Bob too, whatever.
Yeah. I just affiliate Jim Bob and Billy Bob with like a fucking meth lab that got ran up in. That's
here we go again. Wow. The views of Tyson do not represent Snuff Begin Friends.
If it's gonna be a gym, it's gotta be meth.
Yeah. Jim Bob and Billy. I have nothing to do with your meth lab, and I'm not a judge.
So. See, that was correct. Couldn't be Jim.
Yeah.
Oh,
you want to break bad? Break bad. That's your thing.
Oh, that's good stuff, man. God, a Billy.
No doubt,
Billy
man.
And Philly. That's
a Billy and Philly.
Yeah.
Man.
So did they put out the fire with the refinery shit?
I don't know the current status of it, but you know, with an oil refinery, man, shit. Sheesh. What are you going to do? You got to let it burn down, like, you know, oil? How you fight that fire?
Yeah, that's... yeah.
Message!
Yeah, yeah. Because you damn sure can't use water.
Mm. It's going to spread.
Yeah.
I see you guys were listening in school. Oh, relevance in the dungeon, man. Shout outs, Arch.
Shout out. Shout out to life. You know, guys, breathing is important. And when you choose to smoke hookah, you might not wake up the next day. You might wake up dead.
Message.
No, it is. You know, that is a good question to bring up, though. Like, as far as smoke a hookah with the coals and shit, like, is there an alternative? They do have the electric ones, but I tasted those. And, I mean, it's kind of like a vape on steroids. You know what I mean? It's kind of harsh.
Well, they say with a vape, too, they talk about the popcorn lung. I don't know if y'all heard about that.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, it's a thing called popcorn lung. I guess it's based in whatever they use for popcorn, the plants or whatever, used to get into your lungs and leave, like, the little spots or whatnot.
Wow.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's what I heard. I don't know if vapes are, if they're FDA regulated now, so I don't know if they have like the little Surgeon General warning or any shit like that.
I'm not too familiar with vapes.
Yeah, no idea, you know. Man.
Yeah. I would imagine they are, though. You see people in airplanes and freaking casino boats and every place that you're not supposed to be smoking weed with those little Ignite pens or, you know, little vape pens or whatever, but they got the THC oil and it doesn't give off any aroma. So yeah, maybe puffing that shit.
I think they're the ones that came up with the Cheeto sandwich.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Fucking Cheeto sandwich. That is horrible.
Ty, shout outs. You gonna shout out KFC tonight?
No.
Okay.
Well, you might want to pitch that puff bun.
Yeah.
The Cheeto puff bun.
Yeah. Somebody might steal it, man.
Yeah. You carve it in the middle with a serrated knife.
It's a mix of crunch and tender chicken.
That's just too much orange, man. Yeah. You already got the orange fingers. You just got to hold. You got the Trump
that's
face.
That's a Trump sandwich right there. Just call it the Trump.
Oh, man. Yo. Yeah. I don't know. They might fuck around and end up doing that. Yeah, man. Because that would be a straight up after blunt meal, you know what I mean? So.
Trump tight.
Like right now, nice. You have some. Yeah, Trump tight.
Nice.
Somebody's going to hear that shit and they're going to try to create it and they're going to see it on YouTube or whatever. Yeah. You heard it here first, folks.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised, man. Yo, speaking of Trump, before we had started, you was talking about, you were saying something about, your mans was saying something about Trump, like trying to break away.
The international bankers, man. I mean, this is what I'm here. I forgot about that. I'll start it off, then I get your take on it. With Russia, they're saying that with Russia that they're going away from dealing with the international bankers or whatever, and they're catching a lot of flack for that. And I hear that the U.S. is trying to become, I guess, a sovereign country where they're not relying on the international bankers or whatever, even though we're in like this killer deficit. But hear me out on this. If you believe that the international bankers run the world, then the international bankers are in charge of the media.
Yeah.
And who attacks Trump more than anybody? The media.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Who attacks Russia more than anybody? The media.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I have to do some more research on it. But, I mean, I do believe in the people who control everything.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's definitely facts.
Even like, you know, we talked earlier about, you remember, with Gaddafi or whatever.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You know, he had money. He ain't need nobody.
Yeah.
And what happened to him?
They assassinated him.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know.
He said, F them international banks. Yeah. I got my own money.
Yeah. The moment he wanted to create an African unionized currency, that was the day he created a target on his head.
Yeah. Well, and that's what makes me have a hard time believing that with Trump. You know what I mean? Because That sums it up, you know, when it comes to trying to change that system that's been in place for an extremely long time with, you know, the international bankers running everything. I mean, if that is the case, that's dope, having that in the mind. So was your people saying that it was Russia and the states both not being affiliated with the international bankers?
Well, no. We are with our deficit. I mean, because, you know.
Or wanting to get away, wanting to get away.
Yeah, yeah. They're saying Russia, I don't know if they are completely not messing with them, but I heard that they were like, you know, pushing them out the way.
Little Heisman type shit.
Yeah, okay. And, they're saying that's what, you know, the U.S. is trying to do now, too. But I don't know how that's possible.
Yeah, well, the only way that's possible, which it ain't going to fucking happen, because Trump will get murked mysteriously, is that it would basically have to be a changing in currency, where you would basically have to just do a complete facelift to the monetary system.
Yeah, no longer be the Federal Reserve, right?
Yeah, no longer. Basically, you're fucking up. Well, you're basically taking out the Federal Reserve.
With the Federal Reserve, it's like you said.
All part of that shit.
With our debts.
Now, something to have in mind, and I don't mean to
now go ahead.
To cut you off, but like the whole thing with the debt shit, that's all like fictional money anyway, mm-hmm. because that goes back to Uniform Commercial Code. You know what I mean? Like I don't get into all of that because that's like some boring shit. But the gist of it is, it's all like it's not fictitious, literally. But it's a false currency where it's not backed by anything. Mm-hmm. Like back with the gold standard.
That's what I was saying. Our money is not backed by anything. Debt is debt. But supposedly, the people who run everything buy these debts.
Yeah.
And control everything. Like
it's based on
interest rates. Everything. Yeah. Everything is controlled by them.
Yeah. That was first established by what's called fractional reserve lending system.
Mm-hmm.
That was a key part of the fuckery that took place. You know what I mean? When international bankers seized control. You know, like back with the early presidents. That's why, like, with like these wars supposedly that taking place, the inner workings behind that, like in the early 1900s, I forget the specific presidents. Those behind the scenes battles was presidents working to not let the international bankers take control of currency,
mm-hmm.
because the controllers of the currency control the world. That was I'm paraphrasing a quote, you know, going back in the day with earlier presidents, you know what I mean? But the gist of it is that if Trump wants to do that, which I, again, tough time believing, I just feel like he's probably going to get murked anyway. So because you're taking, that would be taking control away from these motherfuckers that's had control for a long time now. And they've done everything necessary to have gotten that control from the beginning. And keep it, uh-huh. and continue to keep it. And, you know, that's the gist of it, because there's been those that tried and got murked.
Mm-hmm.
Even back in the day, they tried, got murked.
Even so mentioning it.
It'd be the same thing. It'd be the same perceived thing to today. So it's a great idea, but, you know, just taking that power away from the international bankers, Federal Reserve, which all works together with that international banking family.
Yeah.
Well, families, I think it's like 13 of them, yeah. like going back in history and shit.
Federal Reserve, just a name, just a private institution.
Yeah, because it's like, it's you know, getting to the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, and all that shit. You know,
but what if Trump and Russia are working together for that, though?
I mean, if it's the key word,
is that a stretch?
That might be a stretch.
There's a reason why Trump is, you know, perceivably being so friendly with Russia. There's a reason behind it. We don't know the exact reason, but
I don't know.
Got Trump by the nuts.
I think we need to look into that a little bit more.
I mean, if that is the case, and if major word, that's dope. Because it would need to be groups of it would have to be an extreme shift in power and an extreme united front to take that control away. Because if it's just one dude, you up out of here. So, you know, so if it is just Trump, he's getting murked. But if it is an elaborate thing, where, you know, it's a good game plan.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm definitely rooting for him. If that take place, that would be the first time I'll have a reaction with, like, some actual change.
Yeah, that'd be some change for your ass.
And Trump would be fucking awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the issue. We talk about all this other shit. That's the issue right there. You gotta fucking restructure the fucking, well, that's one key issue. One core issue is taking back that power. of the control of currency. Yeah. So if they do that, that's dope. Yeah. Trump would be that fucking dude if he was able to do that.
Like I said, you know, that's something we had to look more into, but I do definitely believe in people controlling everything.
Yeah, I mean, it's facts. I mean, it's well documented. Mm-hmm. All people got to do is fucking read and just put two and two together. And, I mean, it's right there. It's just up to people to decide if what they read is understood and believed. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, going beyond internet stuff, I mean, just going back and, like, reading quotes from past presidents. I used to be real sharp on the shit, but I started getting pissed off because it's like so much I was aware of before this. It's cool to be woke and shit, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it made me kind of fall back because I used to study it like hard body, you know what I mean? But with that said, it's just a matter of like checking out speeches from past presidents and stuff like that. Mm-hmm.
Well, woke really isn't woke. Woke is like you read something on internet and you hit the share button.
That can be next.
And being woke is not learning something and telling everybody to wake up. You
know what I'm saying? Exactly.
Being woke is educating your people, not looking down because it's something you know that they don't know. Uh-huh. Sharing the wealth.
Yeah.
It's being woke.
Yeah.
Not shitting on people like Paul Pierce. Bam!
Nice. That was good.
I'm sorry. That was not a woke statement.
Hey. It don't matter. It was a good statement. Yeah. But yeah. I didn't mean to like veer left on that.
No. We did talk about it. I forgot to bring it up. I appreciate you letting me know. Yeah. Well, yeah, laying that shit down, man.
Well, I mean, I was being light, you know, because it's like...
I can go deep.
Oh, yeah, we can go deep.
Nah, man, that's just...
undercover.
Shout out Lawrence Fishburne.
Nah, man, that's my Beverly Hills Cop 2 jank, man. When Axel was like, deep undercover. Yeah.
Yes, I was thinking deep cover.
You thinking about... when David shot my man. David!
Yes!
Yo, Larry Fishburne such a bitch in that car, man. Yeah, I watch deep cover again. Watch Larry Fishburne in the car, man.
Yo! Oh, man. That is good shit. Yes.
Yo, relevance in the dungeon, man. Tyson, shout outs.
Yeah, man. Yeah, before I took the four-wheeler, just like totally off road with that shit. So,
you did the pastor. I'm getting ready to close.
Oh yeah,
45 minutes later.
Oh yeah,
I'm gonna be real brief, folks.
Yeah, sure.
I ain't gonna hold y'all all day. 5 hours later.
I know, right? It's like, real quick, I want you to go back in your Bibles. When you go back, you can hit with that. I want you to go back to the Bible. Oh boy,
yeah,
yeah, man. But yes, shout outs. My usual man. Just you know, everybody that is checking out the podcast. Matter of fact, whole well crew. You know what I mean? It was good being able to get out.
Oh, yeah. Shout out last week, man. You know,
yeah,
we said we weren't going to do it because we don't do it for the clout, man. But shout out Quita, man. You know, episode 4 was also on episode, I want to say, was it 8?
That's the one that Joe No Show.
Yeah. The Joe No Show. Mind you, I haven't bashed him yet, yo. Because, you know, it's not beginning friends. We don't do that shit.
Yeah.
Yet. But yeah, you know, like she inspired us, man, and me and Arch we was all texting one day, we was like, yo, we need to walk it like we talk it, man. And we had a good time. You don't fuck with them though.
But I don't, but unfortunately I do know their songs.
Yeah.
I'm aware.
The patronizing, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's cool. I mean, I get it. I get it.
Mama. Yeah, we had a ball with the kids last week, man. And the kids called Snuff out, man. They called me out with good reason. They wore my ass out, man. You know, I ain't gonna lie. The lungs ain't the same. Really, none of the body parts. You know, I was tired. I was leaking, man. I was leaking like Patrick Ewing, man, in the playoffs, man.
I'd be wrong, but after the pizza break, I think one of them little kids said, make sure you bring your ass back on this court.
I think they want some more. So, you know what? Here's the thing, yo. We'll be back. We'll be back. We will be back next month. And, you know, I can't guarantee if I'm going to be out there because, you know, my thing is coaching. You know, I don't want to show the kids up. Our thing is, to help, mentor, just help them out.
Oh, man. That is hilarious. How the tune has changed.
Yeah, but shout out. but shout out to everybody in Bad, man, the Basketball After Dark at Hopewell, man. We met some great people.
Definitely.
And, we're going to come back. You know, if y'all have us, we'll come back and have some more fun. That was a beautiful thing. I appreciate appreciate y'all coming out, man. You know.
Yeah. We got the doctor, the reverend. Yeah, the reverend. Got the Holy Ghost in that circle.
Yeah.
That's what my man there, much love to him, no doubt.
Oh, yeah.
But that's definitely, a classic example right there with the going back into your Bibles and dropping a sermon.
Yeah.
Like when I'm like, yo, I'm trying to eat, you know what I mean?
All you could taste is the chicken wings and potato rolls.
To me, it was a good prayer.
It was.
My issue was I was Patrick Ewing out there, so I was leaking and I had to hold this other lady on, she was holding my arm and my arm was like, at Niagara Falls. It was like, it was like, yo, I don't want her to be like, yo, this dude and sweated my whole outfit up, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, it was a beautiful thing, man.
And the youngins do need it, so hey, man.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Coaching, prayer, it damn sure ain't gonna hurt.
Yeah.
So preacher, keep preaching.
Shout out Quita. Shout out man, she's very busy. Hopefully we can get her back on the show soon. Shout out was our brother Terrence Doctor out there.
Terrence
also
Doctor,
for holding it down.
I gotta get that book that he got too.
Matter of fact, I talked to him today, man. He's gonna do the show. So
nice.
Matter of fact,
yeah.
Y'all fellas be here. We can speak that up, man. We can talk about the book.
Yeah.
All right.
That's dope.
Shout out for all the ladies that giving us a hard time, It wouldn't be fun if it wasn't no trash talking, man.
Oh yeah.
But yeah. We had a ball, we'll be back. My shout outs, man, just 10 episodes in. It's been fun every episode.
Beautiful thing.
We're gonna keep on going. Appreciate all the support. All the support, man.
Absolutely, yeah. And, much love to everybody.
When I said support, it's not money, man. It's just people just saying, yo, just appreciate what you're doing, or you chasing something, or just genuine love, man. And people rocking the tees, man, on social media. I'm seeing people in the streets with the shirts. It's a beautiful thing, man. We're gonna keep on going.
There's more to come.
Yeah, coming up, episode 11, we're gonna have three comedians join us, man. We got Mike J, Lazarus Hamlin, and Mukuzzo coming on the show. We had Lazarus already. Tyson was on here.
Tyson's a little boy.
Yeah. That's my man Zuri.
I'm sorry. My bad. Get so confused. My bad.
But him and Lazarus, they go back, man. Had to get him back on the show. So
man L Dub.
Yeah, it's gonna be real fun, man. This has been episode 10. Runners in the Dungeon. I am Snuff McGee, joined by.
Hey, it's your man Tyson from here till infinity.
Fucking Arch.
Appreciate you, fellas.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man, no doubt. Chuh!
We out.
Ha!
You've been listening to Snuff McGee and Friends. Irrelevance in the Dungeon.